علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance, where we are talking about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently taking inspiration from the 16th sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he draws out his strategy, and the strategy is to reduce the gap that exists between the rich and the poor, and to allow equal opportunity between the rich and the poor, so that this community begins to thrive and to flourish. And as we said, if that does not happen, that community will be destroyed. The path of destruction is where it is heading towards if it continues to have this difference in terms of class and this stark difference in wealth that exists between the rich and the poor. And one of the biggest reasons why this difference between the rich and the poor, this huge gap and this stark, class formation between the rich, the very filthy rich, and the very utterly destitute and poor, why it leads to destruction is because it creates and it allows sins to become very common. It is a very fertile ground for sins to grow and for sins to, develop. And we will come to that very shortly, why that happens.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are talking about how, when there is a huge class difference, when there is a difference in between the rich and the poor, and whereby there is a group that is filthy rich and there is a group that is very, very poor, when such a situation happens, sins begin to become common in that community. We talked about the mafia culture last time, which is actually the result of this difference in class and this kind of stark difference in wealth between the rich and the poor. Sins become very common because there are certain sins that are compatible, or rather they are resulted from people who are so full out of eating that they are about to explode. So there are a few sins that are related to them, while there are another few sins that are related to those who are very poor, who are actually in dying out of hunger. Both of them have got their own types of sins, and they have their own types of tests and difficulties and tribulations. When we talk about the rich people, we say that they, when the rich people start to feel that they don't have any limitations and that they are free to do whatever they want, then of course they will kill, they will destroy, they will not care about anything. That's how the human nature is. If it's not given limitations, it will just go ahead and do whatever it wants, cause destruction. On the other hand, people who are poor, who are very, very poor, and they are looking for money to fill their stomachs with food, then know that this type of poverty actually creates sins. That is actually the essence of poverty. It leads to sins. In such a society, the poor people become, humiliated, or they start to do whatever the rich people want. They are ready to lower themselves and perform various kinds of sins and crimes so that they can earn money. They lose their sanctity, they lose their humanity because of that, that humiliation and that humiliation that they create within themselves as a result of that poverty that they have and as a result of listening to what the rich people want from them. And this itself is a sin, that a human being is not supposed to bow down in front of anyone apart from Allah. This is one of the biggest sins, unfortunately, that those people, because of this difference in rich and poor, are forced to perform.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we notice that when there is this stark difference between the rich and the poor, the poor then start to do what the rich people want, and the rich people, because of their greedy nature, definitely would not want the best for the poor. In fact, they will use the poor, they will misuse the poor to reach their own aims and objectives. And they start to suggest to them different things, that they have to accept them. And sometimes they even tell them to do evil things. And this itself, this situation whereby a poor person is forced or, gives in to a rich person and finds that there is no other way in his life apart from rich and listening to these rich class of people, then this itself is one of the biggest sins. And therefore, such a person becomes like a tool in the hands of the rich people. It just becomes a means for sinning and for corruption and destruction. And this is one of the biggest crimes. In a society which has poverty, in a society where there's a group of people that are completely destitute, they don't have money to even feed themselves, then it results into such a situation. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرِيَةً, when we want to destroy a community, when a community is to be destroyed, what happens? Those rich people start to, transgress. And why do they transgress? Because they think they have too much money, and they have the poor people who are ready to listen to them and to become the tools in their hands to do the evil crimes in the society, and therefore the society becomes destroyed. This is a very dangerous situation, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that every society takes lesson from this and they try to change their ways and go towards the truth and that the loftiness that Islam is inviting them towards. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبى أحبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه